Well, they are actually paintings about my culture, inspired by my life in Trinidad. I came over from Trinidad years ago in 1959 to Goldsmiths College to study art. And it gave me a great sort of strength to refer back to my culture, because I wasn't used to living in England. So that's the only thing I thought of painting as part of who I am, really.
And these paintings, they're carnival scenes.
Yeah, there's carnival and also folklore. There are four paintings, actually, and one of them was called Folklore Convention. And in that painting, different characters from folklore, Sukuyon, Papa Bois, I call his original green man, really, because he looked after the forest and animals. And Sukuyon, the vampire. There's La Jablesse, the devil woman, who's actually have powers of transformation. I remember all those stories. They're an endless supply for me, because as I paint, the paintings get transformed in a way that, it tells me what to do. So
yes, because we're here in your studio now, and I can look in all these paintings on the wall. The Caribbean influence, that's there. I can see that, and I'm not a skilled art critic, but in the colours.
Yes, absolutely. The colours, I mean, see, I just love colour. It sings for me. I don't know. When I'm mixing colours, sometimes I want to lick the colour. It's so delicious, you know. That's how I feel about it. It's a physical thing I have with colour. I just love colour. And of course, coming from the Caribbean, I lived colour. You know, when I lived with my grandmother in Tobago, we lived a rural life, and there's a lot of, in the forest really, the flowers, the green of the forest, and, you know, the skies, oh wow, you know, I can't expand it anymore, because it's just colour, you live colour when you're in the Caribbean.
And what about the British influence? Less colour,
Less colour, but actually, there's a subtlety there. It may not be all very, very bright, but it's understated quite a lot. So I can see the emotional tones and so on in colour in England. For instance, I enjoy colour. It's like the climate as well. When people ask me, what do you think about being here? It's cold. I say, oh, I just love being here, because you've got four seasons, you see. Bright colour in summer, you know, you've got the autumn colours, and then you have the subtlety of winter, greys, and it's wonderful. Colours everywhere. Colours everywhere.
And what about the landscape? We've got the flat Fenland landscape.
Well,
that's very different.
That's something else. But I mean to say, obviously, when I first arrived here, I was in London. That's something else. It's very, very busy. But when I moved to the north, in Newcastle, the University of Newcastle, then to Manchester, you know, you just have to get used to where you are, really. As an artist, you take everything that comes to you through the senses, you know. Everything becomes interesting, because you're seeing shapes that are curvilinear against what? Man-made shapes, is a geometric. That's one of the things that I always try to use in my paintings.
And it's a great honour to be at the Tate Britain. You must be very pleased.
Well, I am very pleased. I mean, they say, my sons and everybody tell me, what's wrong with you, Dad? You've been on the radio, I've seen you on television, you've been in the newspapers. Why are we so poor? That was one of his questions, but he didn't understand. And a lot of people I see now who have actually made it, if you like, I worked with them, but they've ploughed their own furrow and they knew how to self-promote themselves. I had no idea. I came from the culture where it was not valued. So when I was going to study, I wanted to go and do sociology. And somebody said, what's so stupid? What's wrong with you? You're an artist. Why don't you go and study art? That's how I got to Goldsmiths. I'm very, very pleased. I'm honoured. And it just happened. And I think I believe a great deal in the idea of authenticity and, you know, integrity, really. And my own authenticity is my going back to my culture. And it's a language anyway. Art is a fundamental universal language. I always speak of it like that. It's another language that language is so fundamental. It's been used by cavemen, right, from all the way up here. And everyone, whether you're painting naturally, abstract, you know, you're still using the whole idea of visual metaphor, bringing objects you're seeing and using those elements. Just paint and work, you know, quietly in my studio. I've been doing that for years and years, and sharing, because I believe that if you've been given a blessed with a talent, it's not just for you, you have to share. I share it by giving exhibitions when I can or when I'm asked to.
This exhibition is called Link Between Islands, Caribbean British Art from the 1950s to the present day.
Yeah.
And there are many, many links between the Caribbean.
And
not all of them pleasant links, no. But the links have been going on and on.
Absolutely, because remember, we're a colonial country. When I came over here in 1959, we were still not independent. And eventually we became independent, and then we became a nation in our own right. But we took a lot from colonial background. Where I came from, my grandmother, we were a very respected family, actually, although we were poor, because we had a strong sense of education. We had some respect for the law. It's only afterwards you begin to read and find out what is all about colonialism and all the rest of it. And we lived through that, but we took from it good things. And there are bad things, of course. You can feel the oppression and the superiority that certain people had. But for some reason, we fell back on our own upbringing. My grandmother and my uncles, we were independent, felt independent. We did what we did. And it spilled over into my way of thinking, looking at things. It's only when I came to this country, I really got the full perspective of being from a colonial country. But because I had it hard, I have to say that I had a great deal of help. And I always remember the people who helped me. They were British people. I remember Mrs. Barnes, beautiful Mrs. Barnes. She said, John, you haven't paid any fees. And I said, no, I haven't. I can't. I can't eat. I walk to college. She said, well, make sure on the holidays, when you get a job and you come in, and she actually worked it out, you pay this amount every week.
And here you are now.
And here I am.
With work in in Tate Britain.
Mm. So my attitude really is I do understand and appreciate the people who have found difficulties. I had difficulties myself. But it gave me strength rather than made me sort of... I mean, I used to go home and weep rather than want to go and throw stones and hit somebody or get angry. But my art helped me, and my family background helped me. And there's still more to do, because, in fact, I don't think that I've made it, in a way. I've got work to do. In fact, what I've done, I've ordered 3 more huge canvases from Atlantis, because in my mind, I'm still working. You never stop learning, you never stop improving, and I'm doing that all the time. And whatever I have the opportunity to share my work through workshops, I do.